Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Bangladesh posted a national record score of 638 as their first ever test double century was scored by Mushfiqur Rahim on day four of the opening test against Sri Lanka. Replying to Sri Lanka's 570 for four declared, Bangladesh claimed a first innings lead, although Sri Lanka had moved back ahead at stumps by closing on 116 for one in their second innings. Mushfiqur made exactly 200, Mohammad Ashraful hit 190, and the pair extended their record partnership for the fifth wicket to 267, adding just 6 runs in the morning before Ashraful was caught by Angelo Matthews off Rangano Hirath. Nasir Hossain then registered his maiden test century by scoring 100, but Sri Lanka closed the day strongly thanks to an unbeaten 63 from Tilakaratne Dilshan, which left them 48 runs ahead. Four Australian players, Shane Watson, Mitchell Johnson, Usman Khawaja and James Pattinson, have been made unavailable for selection ahead of the third test against India in Mohali. The players have effectively been dropped after failing to complete a team assignment following the innings defeat in Hyderabad. All players were asked to produce a written plan for their approach to training and preparation for the next test, but vice-captain Watson, batsman Khawaja and fast bowlers Johnson and Pattinson failed to do so. Watson has subsequently left the tour to be with his pregnant wife, who is expecting their first child in the next few days. Kenya struck first in their set of two one-day internationals against Canada and Dubai, with a 6-wicket win in the opening match, reaching a target of 228 with 15 balls remaining. Canada had reached 227 for 8 with half centuries from Ravindu Gunasekera and Ratsa Rehman, before Kenya's Irfan Karim made 65 in reply. The win is just Kenya's third in the ICC World Cricket League Championship and lists them level with the Netherlands on 6 points. Both sides are still 4 adrift of leaders Ireland, United Arab Emirates and Afghanistan. The two sides at the top of the table, after all matches have been completed, will qualify automatically for the 2015 World Cup in Australia and New Zealand.